If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Now for the extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey joining us. We played Skin Deep by Buddy Guy the other day on the record collection, got lots of feedback, people really enjoyed it, and then we mentioned that Buddy won a Grammy, and Block Club has the reaction from Buddy Guy on this. Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Buddy Guy, still going strong at 89. Like you said, he won a Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. Our reporter, Lean Yassine, reached out to him, and Buddy said, you know, we're still out here just trying to keep the blues alive for the next generation, and just really gave thanks to all the people that came in front of him, some of the famous names, and just, you know, really honored to be, you know, still producing new music and winning awards for it, and you know, still playing the hits when he does the 16-night stand at Buddy Guy's Legends. It's just an amazing Chicago icon that just keeps going for on and on and on. He's a true Chicagoan and a really worldwide legend.
Chicago treasure. What is he, 89 now? And he just finished the residency again at Buddy Guy's Legends in January. I love Buddy. Let's talk about those robots that are around delivering food. And there's a bit of a controversy in Wicker Park going on. What's happening there?
Yeah, that's right. I know Steve Grzanich just talked about the robot cars that could be coming, but the robots are already here, as a lot of us know, but it's only in certain parts of the city as a pilot program. Getting mixed reaction, as you can imagine. You know, anything new, we're always a little nervous about. But Wicker Park, the two companies approved in Chicago are asking to do the entire first ward, which is basically all of Wicker Park and most of Logan Square. And they're trying to open up the whole area, but they've got to get permission from the alderman. So he had a public hearing. He's asking for input. And, you know, just kind of a mixed reaction. I think some people like the convenience of it, or certainly the novelty of it, but some people are worried about getting run down. You know, anything, frankly, in our way going anywhere is kind of annoying, whether it's the scooters or the robot deliveries with the weird little eyes and smiles. So, yeah, it was a mixed bag. He's still waiting to hear from it, but we heard a little bit more from the companies. It's called Coco, and the other one is Serve Robotics. They said they would use about 10 robots apiece, so there could be 20 of these little critters, like droids, like Star Wars droids rolling around at any given time in the Logan Wicker Park. But, you know, not necessarily just residential. This would include the busy strips along Chicago Avenue and Milwaukee and Division in Wicker Park. So
I like how they made them look cute. So we wouldn't, maybe somebody thought, well, nobody's going to be aggravated because we'll make them look all cuddly. But, you know, I watch them and I think it works because I'm worried about the robots getting hit or run over.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They give them names, you know, like at the zoo, so you connect with them, they are somewhat adorable. They just you know, at 5 miles an hour, they gotta pick it up a little bit or get out of my way.
True, and finally, an old tavern is reborn. Tell us about what's happening in Avondale.
Yeah, this is from the extremely local news department for sure. The Belmont Tavern, it's in the Avondale neighborhood, 3405 West Belmont. This was a bar that opened in 1940 for a nearby factory, and it was mostly a Polish factory workers that would go there, and they would get dinner, they could get beer and liquor and cigarettes. Closed down basically in 77 when the factory closed, and it stayed open off and on for about 20 years after that, but it's been dormant for sure since 2000. But a local guy, he noticed it, he checked it out, he saw a for lease sign, he tracked down the family that used to own it, and now he's reopening it. He's going to still call it Belmont Tavern. He's trying to bring back some of the dive bar charm from the from the 40s and 50s. And he's really, he's going to open it later this month. It's going to only have old style on tap. So if you're you're a craft beer guy, you might have to go to the bottles or cans or enjoy the old style. But yeah, he found some old pews from church, closed churches in Chicago. He's got a Michael Jordan steakhouse booth in there. So kind of, he said he's putting some Easter eggs in there, and you know, just something to talk about while you're swilling old style.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Cheers to you. Thank you, Seamus.
Cheers, Bob.